This is Health First with Kathy Hart, available across Canada through the National Campus and Community Radio Association.
We are back with aromatherapist Nora Moore, and we're learning about how to use essential oils to clean your home, clean your body, and make your whole world smell better. And there is a vibrational quality to all these oils, too, isn't there?
There absolutely is. And when I'm doing my own blending, I consider everything body, mind, and soul, and do a very holistic approach. And it's really, when I do consultations with people too, I get really personal about what their personality type's like, what their needs are, physically and emotionally. And you can make blends that just kind of are just specific to you for what you need. And it'll help you physically, it'll help you emotionally, because they're all attached. And when you're attracted to something, like there's woody people, there's earthy people, there's herbaceous people, there's citrus people, there's floral people. And if you think about people in your close circle, like a floral person that's attracted to the florals is usually a feminine type of person, and they usually deal with quite a bit of stress and emotion.
Mm-hmm.
So, and ironically, the essential oils that are good for that are also good for the emotions that come with that. So you can, when you're blending, you can pick different personality types, different crystal types. You can implement so much into it, color therapy, chakra therapy, like just a little bit of everything. But keep it simple. It's very, very,
Are we attracted more to the smells that are going to do us the most good then? Like if we really, really like the smell of aromatherapy, it's probably the one for us?
Sorry, I didn't catch.
If we're really attracted to a certain smell in aromatherapy, does that mean that that's probably a really good one for us to use medicinally? On a continued
Absolutely.
Basis?
And,
yeah.
And I've been seeing some studies lately that show that I went to a Young Living thing the other night, and they were saying if you're repelled to, that's something you should look at.
To not bother using then?
Yeah. So there's it would take a consultation to figure that out.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and what are the implications around having getting essential oils that are socially and environmentally conscious?
That would to do with farming, you mean?
To do with the farming, to do with creating it. What are some of the things that we need to look at when we're looking into using essential oils on a regular basis, and we're looking to buy certain kinds? What are some of the questions we need to be asking these companies?
There are different methods of farming. The companies should be considering, like I have been exposed to some MLM, where you'll get essential oils in a big, beautiful, glossy cardboard. Like even with the packaging, everything should be environmental.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that they would somehow maybe give back to the farming community or the country of origin where they're getting it. Or somehow to do with issues, emotional issues people deal with that the essential oils help with healing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I think giving back and also staying environmentally conscious as much as you can in what you're doing as a company. And shipping, packaging, everything should be considered. Labeling.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Now you've taken essential oils a step further by actually raising the vibrations with crystals.
Yes.
Can you talk to us a little bit about that? What's going on with that?
Well, each blend I'm infusing with crystals, and it just has to do with your chakras, and crystal therapy is a whole other topic, and it just is a lot, very much along the same lines of essential oils. And when it comes to healing and the body, mind, soul, holistic part of it. the feminine one, the one I was speaking of, I'll just continue with that because it's a floral. Mm-hmm. I have rose quartz in it.
Okay. Which is for self-love.
Yes, absolutely.
So you do use different quartz for different people and different products that you're putting it into.
Yeah. And I think it's really fun or exciting for someone to really get a blend that's specific for them, too.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one size doesn't fit all. It doesn't with the health industry. When you're taking vitamins, one program shouldn't be the same as for the next person beside them. And aromatherapy, you can make it so personal to your own life and your own needs. That's what's so beautiful about it.
Where do we find, can we find you online to do a consult? Or how would we go about getting an aromatherapy consult specific for us? Do you have to see your person in person?
I've been formulating for other companies in the past.
Mm-hmm.
But just recently I've decided to launch into my own company. And I'm just in the midst of doing that. I'm about a month away.
You're just giving birth, almost labor pains.
It's so exciting. It's called Pure.
Uh-huh.
Because so much I've been working on this for 25 years, really, with my past working with Sage. And I had my own aromatherapy company back in the day before it was cool. And so I've been importing and playing with oils and teaching for 25 years. And I've put all that energy and all that experience into what I'm doing now.
Mm-hmm. So by spring or summer, we'll be able to see your line come online, or will it be in Western Canada?
It's going to be. I'm going to start small and grow. I'm more of a healer than I am a business person, so I've actually hired people that are business people to do the business end of it, and I'm really focusing on the healing, blending, importing, quality control, testing, and just really considering the chemistry, considering what people need, what they're asking for. And I'm also doing blends for companies. Like, I'm doing some for some gyms that when you walk in, that's their scent and you can buy it for them. So I'm doing private labeling for people that way as well. So companies can, I'll do their own line for them too.
This is so exciting, Nora. And again, like, I'm trying to figure out how we'd actually get an appointment with you. Do we have to live in Saskatchewan or BC? Are you going to do it online?
I'm going to do it online, and I'm, you know how to get a hold of me, and we can do something on the radio or maybe in Prince George at the store or whatever you need.
Okay. So you're not ready for phone calls, and that you're not ready to, as practitioner, you're busy building the business.
Yeah, I'm ready for phone calls though, because I am already formulating for different businesses. That part took off way more than I expected.
Yeah.
I just thought, you know, so like there's a health food store here that they want a scent when you walk in that makes them think of it, and they get so many compliments that now we're private labeling for them, and it just exploded, actually.
And then you don't share that secret recipe with anybody else.
That's their formula.
Wow. So there's a real niche for that. And we're going to look forward to personal private conversations with you in order to have our own lines built. But can you tell the public just how to get a hold of you so that they can find you? Like a...
Sure.
Phone number?
Yeah, my phone number is 306-407-0097.
Wonderful. And are you creating your own label, or are you sending that out? Is it your baby from birthing the whole thing?
It's the whole thing. I have a marketing department, and I have a social media department, because I'm good at what I'm good at.
Yeah.
I'm not good at what I'm not good at. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm good at. Mm-hmm. I like Rachel Ray in the kitchen, but I'm formulating essential oils is the only difference.
Mm-hmm. Well, I am so excited for you and for your new line that you're going to bring out, and we'll certainly be watching for it. Can you tell us a little bit just about all the many different ways that you can use aromatherapy? Like, besides, you know, we've looked at cleaning and, of course, this time right now, viruses. But what are some of the other ways that you bring aromatherapy into your life in an easy way?
There's car diffusers. There's so many ways that you can just, like we said, with the cleaning, you can do a little bit with cooking if you get some advice on that. And you can also mist it on your sheets when you go to bed. You can do your laundry with it. There's, when you're traveling, that's when I really use it. Mm-hmm. At a hotel room, I have an antiviral blend that I make, and I spray, you know, the toilet seat, the remote, everything like that. And if you're on a plane or if you're having to travel, like, it's really important time to protect yourself. Mm-hmm. So you can, like, wash your hands like crazy, like they're saying, but you can also put on an antibacterial, antiviral lotion and keep some protection up around your mucous membranes, your nose. But I love diffusing it.
Mm-hmm.
It just can just put you to sleep. It can energize your home. When I'm studying and when I'm formulating, I use special essential oils that keep my mind active.
Mm-hmm.
And there's so many ways. I'm actually taking a course on training my olfactory system, and that's really cool. And it's, you can just do a little test at home. You could try, and all you do is you plug the right side of your nose and mm-hmm. smell essential oil. Take a moment and then plug the left side of your oil and smell the same oil, and you'll see the difference in the right and left side of your brain and what each one's good for and things like that. But just almost use it in every way in your life. Every time you go to use a chemical cleaner or product, think about it.
That's fascinating. One quick question. You've got this little spray bottle you're taking everywhere and protecting your environment and spraying your sheets so as not to get stains on anything. Is it? It's just how much water to how many drops of essential oil?
About 10 to 20, depending if you're using it for therapeutic or just an ambiance you need, and depending how big the bottle is. You want to, and then there's, you want to have a top, mid, and base note in it as well, so it's a well-rounded recipe.
Mm-hmm.
We could do, you know, I'm open to doing seminars for people to train them, but dilution is very important, how much you're going to put. About 10 drops to 15 mils.
Oh, okay, very, very small amount. Okay, I kind of have a picture of that. And then that's your protection throughout the day, everywhere you go.
Yeah, and if you have a website, I could put some recipes on for people, or I'm not sure how the radio station works.
Okay, well, people can replay this, and it's going to be replayed across Canada over different stations, but people will always go back to just the replay. But let's get your phone number again for those who would like to connect with you.
Okay, that's 1-306-407-0097.
Thank you very much, Nora. It's been great to have you on the radio today. Till we meet again. Bye-bye.
See you at any time.
Okay. Thanks a lot. And we'll be right back.